Yes, ladies
Love
and gentlemen,
Talk Radio.
Friends, thinkers, readers, the lovers of literature and thought, I invite you to join with me in a discussion in this Blog Talk Radio show of class, whether it's a myth or it's an evil, it's good or bad. I don't think it's so good. It's inevitable, but it's not good, I don't think, and I'd like to see it eliminated, class demarcations. But let me give you a little bit about myself so you can know where I'm coming from in this show. I am a, this is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We don't go in for media hype, for media lies, media falsehoods, or political rhetoric. We try to get at the facts and get at the truth through critical thinking, based on reading and writing and thinking and discerning, not based on Google and cell phones and emails, which are shortcuts, perhaps, in a sense, to communication, but bring no thought. Next, I want to tell you I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to change that position, because I believe Jesus is the true God, man and God, and he is the true way to eternal life. And he offers us a full and abundant life through him. He has come to save us from our sins. I think our sins are real, if you think about it. And that is why I believe Christianity to be the true faith. I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and to all creeds, Athanasian, Apostles, and Nicene Creed, as well as the great Christian books, whether John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress or C.S. Lewis or G.K. Chesterton, whoever you might name, St. Augustine, Gregory of Nyssa, and, of course, the greatest Christian thinker, St. Paul, whose letters rather form the foundation for our faith. I also run two radio shows, a podcast show and a Blog Talk radio show. And many, many Muslims from many societies abroad listen to these shows. And, in fact, the Blog Talk radio show has been targeted by people from Saudi Arabia and both from China. Over 4,300 people have visited the podcast. And many people have visited from many countries, have visited the Blog Talk radio show. I'm also the writer, and I've written 10 books and have 4 in process. And I have written Christian books and legal books, and they have sold very well nationally and internationally, as well as my articles. I've written over 700 blogs, and perhaps more, and three very significant journal articles, one in the Syracuse Law Review, one in Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, and another in Albanian Scientific Journal. These are concerned with the educational system and with sex discrimination, and they have been bought by dozens and dozens of European and American libraries, as well as by the State Department, and in the case of the Syracuse Law Review, a United States Supreme Court. And many, 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 many institutions in Muslim countries have bought these books, I'm pleased to say. That's as much as I want to say about this. This show is often concerned with various topics, such as literature or current politics or current events or theology or biblical interpretation. Whatever you might imagine of concern and thought, this show handles and unhesitatingly seeks to analyze these issues. Tonight I want to talk about, as I said, something that I don't agree with. As a Christian, of course, I don't believe in class demarcations, and I'll tell you why. I believe Jesus opposed class distinctions. He was quite emphatic in opposing class distinctions and demarcations. He made a statement that the poor were blessed, meaning that they were blessed because they had suffered in this life and would be blessed in the next. He didn't mean that poverty made them blessed or was good. I don't think Jesus wants people poor. I think he opposes economic differences, and I don't think he wants people poor, and he wants people rescued from poverty. But he was criticized as a man who associated with the wrong crowd. publicans and sinners, meaning tax collectors and sinners. Tax collectors are very much vehemently hated as agents of the Roman government in Palestine. He was criticized as a man who ran with the wrong crowd, publicans and sinners. It was said of him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Meaning, can anything good come out of that backwater hick town? It's significant they chose his disciples, fishermen, tradesmen, and a tax collector, although the fishermen, the Sea of Galilee, was quite a business center for fishing. They may not have been poor, but he did choose as his disciples, fishermen, and a tax collector, Matthew. And he himself was a carpenter, a tradesman. That's what he did for a living. And St. Paul was a tent maker. Again, this very talented man, who was an extremely good writer in Greek, was a tent maker. Many of Jesus' followers were women, significantly. Women were not very featured in that patriarchal system at that time. But he was with them, and they followed him. And one was a reformed prostitute, Mary Magdalene. So you can see that Jesus was not a person concerned with class demarcations, and he looked at the hearts of people, at their being, and he found good and intellect in them, people that we might not see that with. We Christians believe that Jesus has eternal and undying life for all men and women, living, deceased, and yet to be born. We believe that. I believe it. He died for all men and women, living, yet to be born, and deceased. And he came here to save all humanity and has died for all humanity out of his love and mercy. So, as you can see, since Jesus came, lived a life with all sorts of people, and he came to, his love is undying and eternal for all men and women living deceased and yet to be born, and he came to save all humanity and die for all humanity out of his love and mercy. As you can see, Jesus was not a person concerned with class or economic distinctions at all. He died for all men, came to save all humanity out of his love. Being a Christian, as obviously I don't think, can, as a Christian believer, we can accept class as a concept. I don't think so, from what I just said. Jesus had a special love and concern for the poor and underclass. A very significant target for the poor and underclass. And so I can say this, that Jesus was not a person concerned with class demarcations or economic or any other demarcations other than concerning himself with humanity. And I think it's also significant, it should be noted, that Christians go, if they're Christians, I hope they do this, Christians go about throughout the feeding the hungry and curing the sick and evil, whatever their economic status, in accord with the commands of Christ. So, since Christians follow Christ, in going throughout the world, feeding the hungry and curing the sick and evil, whatever their economic status, in accord with the commands of Jesus, there's no doubt that a Christian cannot be concerned with class or wealth, which is the expression of class. Let's talk a little about what the modern world says about class. I oppose class belief, and since I see human beings as certainly spiritually equal. They may not be equal in talents, but they're equal on a political equality and as spiritual beings. And so people who are upper class don't concern me. Everyone has something to offer in talent and character, I think. Everybody has some ability or quality in talent and character. And human beings have an essential quality of a spiritual character, even though their talents may differ. And I find distressing the idea, although I do think there are distinctions of talent and character, which are real, which make people unequal. I think they're spiritually equal before God, and Jesus died for everyone equally. But I find somewhat false the idea that wealth or talent or education make a difference. I don't think they do. The class is basically based on wealth and the power accorded wealth and education, which wealthy people more easily. But the class distinctions, which really result from wealth and possessions, is not a particularly valid measure of any person. Therefore, a person who claims to be upper class status are merely saying that their wealth raises them up. And to me, that wealth raises no one up. I believe that we all have gifts and talents, which we use in the service of God. But I say this, that class is a result of wealth acquisition. And I don't believe that wealth is a measure, since that is how people attain upper class status, by money giving them power to get better jobs and go to better schools. So I disagree that the acquisition of wealth and means anything, and that wealth really has any significance in terms of raising yourself to allegedly upper class status. I have to note that the Rockefellers started out as a store owner. They were not particularly upper class. They didn't have a lot of money. They made a lot of money, but that doesn't make them, having that money doesn't raise them, I don't think, although our society raises people because of their wealth. And by the same token, the aristocracy in Europe acquired their upper class status through money and land acquisition, which gave them power. So what are we going to say about class? Class is nothing more than essentially economic and political power, basically, obtained through money. To me, that status, which is raises the person up by their wealth, is meaningless. And people use this money to raise themselves, to dominate and domineer over others, claiming upper-class status, when in reality, their status is simply dependent on their having quite a bit of money. And I don't think that makes a person, raises them in any sense. So class is really, as I said, the nobility of the Europe, the aristocracy, acquired their class, alleged class status through land acquisition hundreds of years ago, which gave them their power. So class, defined, is nothing more than economic power, which gains you political power, which gains you better education, which gains you better jobs. A class, thus, through this moneyed factor, gives people power to dominate over other people. And sometimes class status and its wealth and power may be used to oppress other races, such as occurred in the United States with our African-American brothers and sisters. So class is nothing more than economic and political power gotten through wealth. And so the bottom line is that those who gain this wealth have allegedly joined the upper class and gained power. I refuse to measure any person in terms of money, although I'm a loyal American. I understand the point of socialism, which is to bring equalization of society and elimination of wealth distinctions, and bringing jobs, education, medical care for all. I see and understand the point of Karl Marx addressing the abuses of the Industrial Revolution and the oppression of workers at that time. So, class is nothing more than economic power, which enables people to raise themselves up. But I don't really measure any person on that basis. It doesn't make them upper class. I understand the point of socialism, which brings equalization of society, and eliminates the wealth distinctions, and brings jobs, education, and medical care for all. I think the idea of socialism is good, and I see the point of Karl Marx in his communist system also see the point. I don't think they work too well. I don't think socialism and communism work well, but they are an attempt to eliminate classes and bring about equalization of wealth distinctions in jobs and education. I conclude this broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I may talk again tomorrow a little bit on this issue. Again, hope you've enjoyed it, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.